All right, Les Stiganga joins us. You're a naturalist with the Classic Canadian Tours. Maybe you've heard the commercials already, but you're one of the guides that comes for these kind of one-day safaris. You've been doing this particular trip. I read you were saying, 20 years, 100 trips completed, and we're going off to Churchill to see polar bears, wild animals as they are. What makes Churchill the polar bear capital of the world, Les?
Oh, Gregor, there's so much to cover. But first of all, Hudson Bay freezes in the wintertime, but during the summer, there's no ice. And this is one of the most southerly populations of polar bears in the world. And there are 13 very distinct subpopulations in Canada. And Canada has about 60% of the world's polar bear population. Now, this population is called the Western Hudson Bay population. And this, in this one-day safari, we're going to fly up there. And why October, November? Well, Hudson Bay, as I said, melts during the summer. In the winter, it starts to freeze. Now, the bears are scattered all up and down the coastline of Hudson Bay. There's a population of roughly about 700. And for the last 10,000 years, they know some of the first ice forms in the Churchill region. And why? Because there's lots of freshwater rivers coming in, and freshwater tends to freeze a little bit sooner than salt water. And there's this nice counterclockwise current coming from the north. If you look at your map, you'll see it comes from Baffin Strait down. And that's where the ice forms. And just like we know winter's coming, so do the bears, and they start gathering in the shoreline. That's why we go in October, November.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah, it's, I mean, I know since I've told people I was going on this trip, I've heard from friends of mine out in BC, a friend of mine out in Ontario. Like, everybody knows Churchill, and that's where you go to see polar bears. It's just such an iconic place, so... But what makes seeing them in the wild so different than just going to see them at the zoo or something like that?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is it is wildlife. And these, let's not forget, Gregor, that these are the largest land carnivores on Earth, okay, in our backyard. And they're the iconic species of the north. They kind of are the poster child, I guess, for climate change. And they have become so specialized in hunting that they require an ice platform for hunting. They need seals. Now, they evolved from the brown bear or grizzly bear about 150 to 500,000 years ago. So they're a recent evolution adaptation to living in an extreme climate. And we're going to see them live. Now, these bears start gathering along the coastline. We never know how many we're going to see. But in 20 years and about 100 trips, we've never missed yet. And that's why we picked this window of time. And we're going to see all sorts of behaviors. We're going to see them sometimes sleeping, sometimes looking for food, sometimes the females are there with their 8-month-old cubs. We may see large males. You see a lot of different behaviors. This is not a captive animal. These are extremely well-adapted animals living in an Arctic environment. It's a very unique experience, and it's true wildlife. It is the Arctic.
So you mentioned they're going to be looking for food. They're not going to be looking at me like food, right? Like, so we fly into Churchill, and then we're actually going in like kind of an all-terrain vehicle, I guess it is. Hey, how exactly are we going to see them?
Absolutely. Well, that's a really good question. No, we're not going to be on the ground.
And, phew!
You know, it is. Indeed, what we're going to do is we're going to fly you up there, land in Churchill, and we're going to quickly take a little bus along the coastline, see the Hudson Bay for the first time. And it's a geographical site that most Canadians don't get to. And then we're going to get onto a large tundra buggy. These are very large wheeled vehicles. They're about 13 feet to the window now, and bears can't reach that high. Everybody on the vehicle is quite large. It'll hold up to 40 people. There's a viewing platform in the back. All the windows come down. It's heated. It's got a washroom, and it has a driver guide with us. And we go on old military roads. We can't go off them, and the bears actually come to visit us. And they are often attracted by the vehicles, and we drive along these roads looking for them. So we're safe. All the windows come down, and we spot polar bears, we'll stop and take photographs and look at them, look at behaviors. But in the meantime, we're also looking for other things. There's everything from foxes, Arctic foxes, red foxes, ptarmigan, sometimes snow buntings, and occasionally something even more exotic like a wolf. Not often, but occasionally. So you're going to see in the natural environment, and we're just on the edge of the tree line there, and so everything is stunted. You're going to see Hudson Bay. So it's a full-day safari out on the vehicle. We're going to serve you a meal out there. There will be drinks, washrooms, heated, and there will be an explanation on behaviors. What's happening out there? Why are the bears gathering? What are the pressures they're feeling about climate change? Their adaptations for living in an Arctic environment. It's a very rich educational day, unlike anything you're going to see before.
It's like it sounds kind of almost like an all-inclusive, but we're seeing a once-in-a-lifetime experience of these amazing animals just in the wild.
Absolutely, and it's right in our backyard. It's convenient to get to, but that's what Classic Canadian does. They make a nice, easy one-day trip. It's just a unique experience in our backyard, and I think you'll find that really exciting, and I know that people like it, and there's going to be lots of photographic opportunities for people as well, just to get a sense of the cold weather. We don't know what the weather will be. It could be the ice will be just starting to form, and so that's why we go in October, early November, because the ice sometimes starts to form around the middle of November. And once the ice comes, these bears will go out onto the ice platform where they hunt the ring seal. Now, the interesting thing is these bears have not eaten a substantial meal of seal since they came off the ice. And let's call it around mid-July, early August. And unless they've scavenged for dead food items, sometimes goose eggs and things like that, they haven't eaten for several months, so they've been living on their fat supplies. And this is one of their adaptations. And now the bears in the south are all heading towards the dens to hibernate. These bears are now heading out to hunt. And that's what makes it so unique as they're gathering there. And we can see them in fairly large numbers sometimes.
Well, I know, yeah. We're going in early November there. It's going to be right after Halloween, and I'll be able to escape the wildness of my son on a sugar high, if only for a day. So I'm thrilled, and like I said, everybody I've been telling about this is, oh, that's on my bucket list. Oh, that's on my bucket list. This truly is a once-in-a-lifetime an adventure, and so excited to do it with you and with Classic Canadian Tours. Is there anything else that you'd like to add and let our listeners know about why they can't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
Well, as I said, there's a few spots left for us, and there will be lots of naturalist talk on the plane and also on the Tundra Buggy. And so people will get a really good feel about the climate, about bears, their adaptations, and the experience. And I'm looking forward to showing you, Gregor, and giving you a sense of what the Arctic is about and the challenges facing the North, and also some of the things that are happening up in Churchill, the town itself, as we will have a little time at the end of the day to view or visit Churchill, which is a small port, but is Canada's only Arctic port. And there's a little bit of grain activity coming out of there right now. And they're looking, and as you probably see on the headlines, talking about future development in the Churchill area for shipping out of the Arctic regions. It's a really full day. There's a lot to see. It's a real experience, and it's really worth your time.
No, I can't believe it's just like we fly in, we go in the buggy, and yeah, nice meal and learn so much all in a day's, in a one-day adventure. It's going to be so exciting. I'm super thrilled and excited to meet you and to see it all. Les, really appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for joining us. I'll see you in, just a few short weeks out here now.
Get your camera ready and bring your binoculars too. All I can say, there's about 20 seats left. And I know that the lines are open for people who want to come and book with us.